Smith and Wesson, spit that Smith and Wesson. Give you that kill till your soul feel heaven.
Yeah,
soul food, come get your blessing.
I'm trying to, yeah.
I told you, come get your blessing, yeah.
Yeah, AK second letter with my range though. Yeah, I feel fly as TSA in plain clothes. Yeah, itsy bitsy rappers where they canes though. Yeah, sun came out and dried up all they rain. No, I SoundCloud high, streaming the track and you can Spotify emoji. Cause I'm living all I got. Boy, I'm really living more than sentimental. Put it in the middle of it.
What up, world?
It's your girl Sarita.
This is Simone.
And this is Clean News.
Guys, I have to tell you what's happening right now.
Okay.
Okay, so our Sarita is not feeling well. If you are on the Insta snaps, you are aware of the situation. This girl is laid out.
I have to be. I'm dizzy.
So we have officially now, I'm officially the only member of the crew who has not done a podcast lying down. So I don't know. Episode 30 is next. So I don't know. Maybe I'll take a nap. I don't know. We'll see. It might just be one voice.
No.
One mic.
By myself.
Solo. So we'll see. I'm gonna have to definitely do a sleep podcast. I don't know if I can pull it off like y'all, but we'll work it out. So Sarita, other than these darn allergies, what's going on with you?
The struggle has been real lately.
Girl.
Lots of up and downs. I don't like when life is a true roller coaster. I don't like roller coasters, period.
Girl.
I just need some consistency, some stability in my life. Please yes. And thank you. What about you?
It's been good. Finally wore a dress today. That's the most that I can ask for this here weather. that's all I care about. So yeah, I'm wonderful.
Good.
Yes.
I'm feeling that way.
Hair is cute. Somebody pulled up on me at Walmart like, "Hey girl, who does your hair?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh." I was so hype because I've been struggling with this hair. So
but
yes.
You look good.
Thanks. You know what? I'm feeling it today. I'm particularly feeling it today. So thankful for that.
Well, I do know what I'm thankful for.
What you thankful for?
I'm thankful for all of our social media peeps because they have been coming through like nobody's business.
Guys, Instagram and Twitter have been freaking lit, and we are so grateful. I just get excited that we're graduating past just liking tweets because it's so noncommittal. It is so noncommittal. Folks were like, "I guess so. You like it. Nobody knows that you did.
Right.
It's just a secret between us."
Super anonymous.
Yes, but you know, getting some retweets and getting some interaction, so that's been fun.
Yes, Instagram has been hilarious. You guys have been really enjoying our posts and, you know, talking back. We love that. Even Facebook is coming up. Y'all,
hey,
Facebook
come team,
y'all are awesome. It's just been really, really cool to be able to interact with you guys in a different way because, you know, the podcast is just us throwing our voices out there. And then when you guys respond back, it really lets us know that we're doing something good.
Absolutely. And I think that I appreciate it because it lets me know that more people are getting to our content and engaging with the content that we're putting out. And that's really cool because the first few episodes were definitely just for us, apparently. So it's just great to know that you guys are getting it and liking it. That means a lot. Thank you.
Really, I'm just trying to set a tone. Really, I'm just trying to make it home. Hate the fact I'm sinning on the low. Hate the fact you know. Yo, young degenerate, asinine. I got skeletons, I don't reciprocate. She want my time so she can tell her friends. I had to relocate, the where God found me and my homies. But the place he medicine, I'm medicine, now that's my medicine. It's all that I know, I've been living in my way.
There's so much good music out right now. Like, so much.
Yes, it got super lit at the end of March. And so we are just burying all of that good fruit in April.
Yes, it's like everybody did their taxes and was like, "We got studio money. We got studio money. Let's get it." Either way, I'm grateful. Shout out to everybody who gets refunds. That's cute. And back to the music.
Back to the music. So first thing first, Gabby's debut album, We Belong, has officially been released.
Yes.
It is out here on all of your digital platforms. y'all definitely want to go ahead and listen to that, because Reach Records' first, like, DJ,
yeah,
electronic vibes, it's completely different for Reach to go ahead and try pretty much a different genre and reaching different people than they usually would with just straight hip hop. So you definitely want to go check it out. We've featured some of Gabi's songs on our playlist, so you've definitely got a taste, but you want to go and get the whole thing.
Absolutely. If you listen to the last podcast, which I'm sure all of you guys did, it was our exit song was one of the Gabi songs. So if you like the different sprinkle of sounds, it's a little rap, a little techno, a lot of stuff going on, then that's what he's hitting us with. So check that out. Also, our friend Molly Music. I love that he just is like, I do what I want, and I'm just going to hit you guys with singles until I feel like doing something else. It's like he'd be like, I have some free time. Let me just give the people a song. I love it. So he has a new single out called Gonna Be All Right. So check that out. Available also on all digital platforms. What's next, Aretha? I need a break.
My homie in my head, Xavier Omar, yes, has a new single out called Afraid. It is available now. I know it's definitely on SoundCloud. I don't know if it's on Spotify or anything yet, but you definitely want to check it out. It is a great new song, and he is just on the come up right now. He's doing a bunch of festivals. I think he's at the Chicago Festival that's happening at around Taste or whatever, but that's definitely happening. You guys want to follow these people all on all the medias, because they give you all of the information, and it's amazing that you get to be part of the process with them.
Yes, and follow us too, because that repost game is sickening. And also, what's out now is my new cousin, Drew Becks, has the Good album out. Now, guys, I'm so here for an album with a theme. All of the songs start with like the good something or good something. So it's super cool, very islandish and things. That's why he's my cousin. Because I know y'all already know I'm Jamaican, but he is from Toronto with some Jamaican connects, because there's some reggae vibes and things sprinkled through there. He's rapping, he's singing, he's doing a lot of stuff. And so check that out by my new cousin, Drew Becks, The Good Album, available wherever you listen to things.
And in non-music news, but just because we love her.
Yeah.
Genetics, our big sister, she said so we believe it.
Yes.
She's pregnant!
So guys, if you are not understanding the majorness of this, Genetics is that woman who is in that Facebook everywhere video, yes, that is like, I waited for you. And she's the one with the wedding vows and her hair looks like fire. And she's like talking to her man. He's got dreads and he looks like he's crying and stuff.
Right.
That's Genetics. So when we've talked about the PIA tour and all of that stuff, Genetics performs at those things. And so we've been to see her live a couple of times, which is why we've decided as a unit, Genetics as well, that she's our big sister.
And we believe her. That's
what we're... She wouldn't lie to us.
Right.
And so this is just exciting stuff. We're here for new babies and things like that. But just they've just included us in their story. And it's nice that we could be a part of this too. So we're super excited. We'll definitely be praying for them. And that baby's going to be cute.
Yeah, it's
looking the majesty. Coming to sit free, appearing on the background. For you, where the crown will sit on the throne of grace. Forever reign, your love remains, never change. I can't get enough, I can't get enough of your love. Cause I can't get enough.
So we have even more things happening. Upcoming events are coming up.
That's what upcoming events mean.
That's what it means. I'm sick, people. Just go with it.
No, we here. We rocking with you. Go ahead.
Friends of the podcast, God is the plug, are having a huge party on April 22nd at 6 p.m. This is for our Atlanta peeps. It is hosted by Jay Remy at Jay Remy Inspires.
Ooh.
Give him his full name, especially the IG name.
Yes.
And we have some major performances happening. Jay Ahmad will be there, 1K Few, Kev on stage, guys. He is so funny.
Yes.
He is so funny. And you guys can definitely get those tickets at thatistheplug.eventbrite.com.
Yes. Also coming up, The Loft. You have heard us talk about The Loft like a trillion times, so we probably don't even have to explain it, but we're going to do it anyway. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, thanks. So it's called The Loft Wave. They're switching things up and just doing a concert. Normally they have a function that has a lot of different things going on, a lot of different components. But this time they're doing just a concert. They're going to have a bunch of people out there. So you definitely want to check that out. The tickets are available at The Loft Forward on IG. I'm suggesting that you go to Instagram instead of the site, because I went to the site and didn't really see a direct link. So yeah. I tried, guys.
Yeah.
So go to Instagram. The link for the tickets is definitely there. But just a full-on concert vibe. And I don't know about y'all, but I definitely need a concert in my life. So check it out and bless your whole life.
Yeah.
This episode of Clean Ears features music by KB featuring Ty Brazzle, Caleb Mitchell, Molly Music, Drew Bex, Fameless, Hector Dominguez featuring Amber Leah, Cass, Davis Absolute, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Please visit www.cleanearshow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
I mean, all the way to the cadence. Thought I wouldn't say nothing, sorry, well, you're mistaken. Mama ain't raised no sucker, don't try to play me. I gave you all the flow, now you thinking you extra wavy. Funny how your idols turn into your rivals. Funny how your haters turn to your disciples. A lot of people get offended when you stay facts. I flow Joe with a blowtorch, I blaze tracks. I stay real, I've been the same since way back. Soon to be the greatest, I think that it's safe to say that. Miss me with the games, you know that we never play that. Better stay back. My heart's bleeding more than ever. I've been on my own.
Guys, we have such an exciting and scintillating topic for you today.
Scintillating.
Yes, girl. I gotta hit y'all with new. It's episode 29. I gotta hit y'all with new vocabulary. Can't have the same intro.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was almost identical. Whatever. I had a snack for dinner. So. Oh my gosh. So before we get into it, we just want to invite God in. So just close your eyes unless you are driving, so we can pray it up. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to have discussions like this about how to walk out your word. Lord, I pray that you just speak through me, speak through Saritha, Lord, so that your message is conveyed today, Lord. And I pray that we go forward, Lord, operating the way that you would have us operate. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Do you guys know that when we say these prayers, we legit actually are praying? I just want to, and I don't know why, I just wanted to say that, because it's not like we're just like, I'm just not just watching things happen. I'm just not looking at the screen or looking at my notes or anything like that. But we really are like heads bowed and eyes closed and stuff. So just fun fact. No special effects, no stuntmen.
No. No stunt prayers.
It's all real. So guys, today we are talking about speaking the truth in love.
Yes.
And a lot of times, well, we are called to speak the truth in love. The word says in Ephesians 4:15, instead, we will speak the truth in love. growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. And the scripture was given like in context, it was referring to the church, but we know that we ourselves are the church. It's not just a physical building, but it's us as we go forth and live our lives. And as we're going around and we are sharing the gospel with other people in our everyday lives, I think it's important to just remember how to share the truth of God's message in a way that's effective, in a way that enables people to receive it, and in a way that doesn't come across as high and mighty or judgmental, because sometimes that can create a disconnect, because unfortunately, you know, we kind of do still, we don't have the best reputation in these streets.
Not at all. Christians are seen as some of the most judgmental people in the world, who don't know how to interact with the world in its current state.
Exactly. Especially because the world right now is so hung up on being PC and not offending anyone. And I'm not saying that we're to water down the gospel at all, but I think that what we need to do is lead with love.
Mm-hmm.
and then let the conviction and correction come with the relationship that people ultimately build with Christ based on the love of Christ that we show them. And we see this a lot on social media, whereas I've seen so many posts where people more so elevate a decision to follow God's commandments to do certain things. And it kind of sent over like what the word actually says. So instead of saying, hey, the word says A, B, and C, and this means whatever, whatever to me or something like that, it'd be like, well, I'm doing such and such and such like the word says. Mm-hmm. And that kind of sends a message that I'm better than you. I love them, do you? And that's just not
right.
Necessarily. It doesn't necessarily translate, because sometimes even as a believer, I mean, you know, we go hard in the paint for the Lord. And sometimes I read the messages, I'll be like, golly.
Right. Those messages more often than not make people feel like they're not doing enough, or like they're, that it becomes like the gospel is formulaic rather than a relationship. Like, I'm doing this so that you can see me as being a Christian or closer to God. So what are you doing? Are you doing that too? Rather than it being, hey, I'm being obedient to God, and there's something in that obedience that's really affecting how I live. This is, you know, from God, not from myself.
Absolutely. And what the world says is, well, you know, I'm just keeping it real. And if you can't handle that, that's on you. I'm sorry that your feelings were hurt by what I said, you know, one of them type things. You ain't sorry.
Or those people who feel like if you get offended, it means that God is telling you to repent. If you feel any type of way about what's said, that it's a reflection on your relationship with Christ rather than what they said.
Man, yes. And also, in this day and age, it's like we have just glorified being petty. As long as I'm saying that I'm petty and acknowledging that I'm being petty, then I can be petty and you can't call me petty, because I already call myself petty first.
Ooh, can we do a snippet on petty?
Girl, we really might need to.
Because
I'm with it.
Y'all, it need to die.
Yes, because that doesn't make it okay.
Right.
At all.
And then, of course, you have the same people who are like, truth hurts. Don't shoot the messenger. It ain't me. It's Jesus. He doesn't do it like that.
It ain't my fault. I just shine the light on your sin, because I'm the light of the world. I'm lighting up your sin. Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. Life is so hard. It's so hard. But what God says is, you know, in the scripture that we quoted before, is to speak the truth in love. And, you know, it can easily sound like one of those really churchy, like, I hear you, but, you know, I can't lie. Like on my first day, when I was just like risen out of the water and my hair had not yet dried, I was definitely like, what does that mean? And so we're going to kind of walk you through how to do that, just break down speaking the truth in love into words that we can readily roll with and apply.
Exactly. So we just want to start with how we should start a lot of things, with prayer.
Mm.
Just like a pastor, when it comes to the platform, without praying, we have to first pray about communicating our faith with people on our personal platforms. We're not trying to push our own agenda, but we're pushing the message of the love of Jesus.
Yes.
So it's not about how we feel about something. It's not how we interpret it either. This is really about the message of the love of Jesus and how that is going to be the first thing that someone encounters and not us.
Absolutely. I think a great way to do that is to ask yourself, like, is this drawing people closer to Jesus, or is this pushing them further away? And I know a lot of us think, well, it's just my personal Facebook page. Like, I don't do nothing but work this 9 to 5 and feed my family. But if you are on any social media, and then somebody's listening, somebody's watching, somebody's engaging with whatever it is that you put out there. So it's not just enough to consider whether or not people will agree just to get, you know, high fives and hand claps from your God squad. But we have to remember that we're supposed to be, just like Saritha says, spreading the love of Jesus. And if we're putting something out there where we're talking about God, we're talking about something the word says, we have to be mindful that we are coding that, covering that in love, and not just putting something out there that's judgmental. Some of y'all worried about this speck in my eye when y'all need to be checking for the plank. I be like, oh my gosh, guys, because we sound bitter.
Right.
And we have to remember, like, that doesn't win anybody. When has anybody ever spoken to you that way? And you were like, you know what? I'm on board. I'm interested. Tell me more. Nah. If you offer me a snack and your tone ain't right, I don't want your snack. And I love snacks.
It's true. I think it's that some people forget that it's not our job to convict people. That is not at all within our job description. That is all the Holy Spirit. He's the one who will move in someone's heart and let them know when they are wrong. We are just supposed to present the gospel. A lot of times people are trying to present it and judge somebody and be the jury and do all the work when that is completely not of what you do. And when you step into a realm of what you're not supposed to do, you do it incorrectly. It's just without fail.
Exactly. And there will be times anyway, despite your best efforts, where people will still read things incorrectly and people will misinterpret things and people will still get offended. But I believe that when we walk in obedience to what God tells us to post, when we pray about how we're supposed to post something and we pray about, is this something that's pulling people closer to God or away from God? When we pray about it, then God will enable us to respond to even somebody's negative comment or pushback of any kind in a way that still glorifies God.
Exactly. So that's just social media. Now you can talk to somebody in person.
Man.
And conversation can go sideways as well. But we have found that the most effective way to speak to someone is to first, again, pray and ask the Holy Spirit for an opening. He be out here moving in between words, just making moves within the pauses in a conversation. And he will make a way for you to speak that thing that you've been trying to figure out how to say.
Yes, the word says in Ecclesiastes 3:7 that there's a time to speak and a time to be silent. And just because it's on the tip of your tongue or at the top of your mind, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the time for you to speak on it. Because just like in time, Christ revealed the different things that he's revealed to us that's enabled us to grow in life and grow in Christ and grow closer to God. In the same way, we have to respect that timing when it comes to talking to other people. Mm-hmm. And when we operate with God's guidance, he shows us what to say and how to say it. And there have even been times where he's guarded my feelings against being hurt. There have been situations where I'd be like, man, on another day that could have escalated. And, I had a situation with family, and I'll probably go into detail. I'm pretty sure we're going to have to talk about family relationships soon because, yeah. And I'll probably go into a little bit more detail then, but God definitely put me in a position one time where I was completely in super chill mode and such, and God still used me and enabled me to have a really great conversation, to mediate some things and work some things out with my family. And even when different things were being said, God completely took my feelings out of it, where I'm like, I knew that on any other day, like, it was so supernatural. And when we leave room and we ask God to come in before we just decide to speak, then God will cover us in a way that, one, amazes us. So that's an awesome moment for my testimony, even though I wasn't even involved. And two, it also just keeps me from becoming emotionally stressed or drained for having to deal with an uncomfortable conversation or a tough conversation, because witnessing is kind of tough.
It is. And when in doubt, follow the example of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We are incredibly fortunate that we have the Bible available to us in so many ways, and we've definitely talked about all those ways. Check out episode 27 to hear the many ways.
Yes.
Get that Bible.
I got a million ways to get it.
But we get to have a full picture of how Jesus interacted with people, both Pharisees. We have people who didn't know of God at all. You have so many variations and so many ways of you to figure out, hey, how do you think God would have handled this? What would Jesus do is not just a tagline.
Right. It's not just a hashtag.
It's an actual question you can ask yourself. And within that answer, it can help you navigate through a lot of situations.
Exactly, because in Jesus's time on earth, he dealt with all sorts of people, from lepers to blind people to prostitutes to tax collectors to them darn Pharisees to his family. Like, it was the whole spectrum of human life that he dealt with. And I'm grateful to have so many examples of how Jesus dealt with people, because even when he was talking to the woman at the well or the woman caught in adultery, he wasn't like, girl.
Yeah.
But why? He was like, hey, go and sin no more. And we have to remember that whatever it is that we, you know, we all want our friends and family to be saved. That'd be wonderful. Like, I don't desire for anybody that I know to go to hell. But it's important that we make sure that we are showing them the love of Jesus, because that's what got us. You know, we mentioned in episode 4, we're plugging all the past episodes, y'all. It's like throwback Tuesday up in here. But in episode 4, we talked a lot about how we first fell in love with Jesus. And it wasn't a harsh, shaking me, girl, you need to get it together kind of situation. It was a slow and subtle draw through a lot of love. And that's how we're to draw people to. And it takes time. You know, sometimes we get really obsessed with wanting to know how the story ends and how what we said impacted somebody, and we want to know. I prayed the prayer with her today. I was like, Samantha, you foul? And she was like, girl, yes. And then I held her hands and we prayed, and now she is planning a church. It sounds really cute, but we have to give it time to happen, and we have to give God time to work on people. And we just have to be loving and be kind and really operate in the fruit of the Spirit when we talk to people and when we post things online, because it could be the first and only Jesus that people have ever seen or that people have seen in a while.
Yeah.
So we got to represent well.
Exactly. Everything that we do should point back to the Word of God and the examples that have been set forth by Jesus. So.
Absolutely. Not to our own desires and our own timeline for how we want things done. Mm-hmm. So guys, we hope that this helped. This conversation was short and sweet, but I feel like it was packed with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we definitely gave you something to chew on.
Yeah, man, don't spit it out though. I'm sorry, y'all. So we just hope that blessed you guys as you go forward in your social media and real life. Because sometimes social media be not real life. And we just hope that this enables you to insert a little bit of love into your witness and in the way that you treat and talk to people, period. So with that being said, we go on, pray it up.
Yeah, let them know.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much, Lord, for the wisdom that is in your word. Thank you, Lord, that we have the easy job of just loving on people and that you do the rest. I pray, Lord, that you just, if there's any hardness in the hearts of the people who are listening, Lord, and even in our hearts as well, that any prejudgments or anything like that, that prevents us from speaking the truth in love and just loving on people and being an example of Jesus to the world. I pray, Lord, that you just bring that to the forefront of our thinking so that we can lay it at your feet and then just go forward walking in the very love that we were shown so that we can help other people get to know the Jesus that we love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Highs and lows, hills and valleys, why am I shown? See my finale, they tell me I won't go, no. But I'm betting that there's something they don't know. So I'ma keep on running. I'ma keep on running. I'ma keep on running. I'ma keep on running. They say I'm too emotional.
Guys, we are about to play a game, and in true Courtney fashion, this game has just been made up. And we don't know anything about it. So we are going to learn together. So in case you were not prepared to completely go to school today, you're welcome. All right, so Courtney, what are we doing?
Okay, so I kind of made up this game in my head at work earlier.
Not at work, excellence. Shout out to day job.
Look, I gotta multitask sometimes, guys.
Oh my gosh.
And so
this is work. We get breaks, things happen.
And this is the
not me though.
Oh my goodness.
And just with the mind of a creative, you just have ideas. And so an idea came to me, and it's called Bible Superlatives.
Courtney had a dream.
So basically, there will be five categories I will give Simone and Saritha, and they will decide which person in the Bible wins the superlatives. So, for example, the most wittiest, it could be Elijah. So, whoever has the best response gets the point.
Dang.
Well, I'm ready.
I'm impaired. This is
you gotta make me laugh.
She said we gotta dazzle her. Okay.
So the very first one, which one I want to do first?
Guys, she is like a freaking college paper.
I did five, okay?
Does not do five.
I highlight the ones I wanted to do.
Okay, all right. Let's get it.
So the first one is the one who always needs a ride.
Am I supposed to write it down?
Yep.
Okay.
Write it down and show it to me.
The one who always needs a ride. Who be walking?
Right.
Oh, that's right. Air riding.
Think of somebody.
No cars in the Bible. Ba-dum. Okay. I don't even know.
I like Shady too. That makes me laugh. Oh my goodness.
Guys, my mind is like blank. And I promise I read the Bible on this very same day.
Yes.
Somebody who always needs a ride?
I will give y'all 30 seconds.
Jeez. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to be just petty savage because I don't know. Mm. Let's do this.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Show it to me.
You can't see this.
Mine is Peter.
That's funny. Mine is Paul. Let me explain. Paul is always locked up. And you know how comics, they don't be having no licenses. They just be out here trying to make it. You know what I'm saying? They can't acquire stuff. They can't have nice things because they be gone. And so I just feel like Paul would probably be like, hey, at the end of this letter, grace and peace, and come pick me up.
Oh, okay. That's like good. Them. What's your reason?
I don't care. Well, you're asking the wrong person.
Okay. All right. Well, Moan, I'll give it to you.
I will take it. What is next?
I was thinking about Jonah. That would have been so funny. Okay. The most changed.
Oh. Who had changed? Well. What is worse?
15 seconds.
Saritha looks ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me see.
I pick David.
Okay. You have David. You have Saul.
Because he went all the way left.
He did. But David started from the bottom. Now he is.
You know what? He sure did.
That's true.
He had the ultimate come up. So you know what? Okay.
All right, Saritha, you got that.
I'm using one page. Look at me conserving.
Oh my gosh.
I did back in front. Fine.
I was thinking, who was it whose wife changed to a pillar of salt?
Definitely not. Lot's wife.
She changing back.
Okay. The next one is the most dateable.
Dateable? Oh.
Yes.
Who they say was fine in the Bible?
I got one. I'm set. All right.
I'm ready. I feel like we picked the same person, but probably let's do it. No, we don't even need 30 seconds because I think we're both ready.
Okay. One, two, three.
Solomon.
Yup. Player.
Wives. He must have been smooth with it.
Yes.
You know the songs of Solomon. You knew he knew what he was doing.
Girl, yes.
He's like, let me run on them hills and stuff, man. Yeah. He's done with the poetry.
Let me be number 372.
Not with y'all. Okay.
You see one wife every 2 years.
That rotation is
deep.
And they did not have Gatorade back then.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, guys.
Great minds. Okay. So y'all let's tap with that one.
What's up, Solomon?
The next one is don't make her laugh.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm naturally humorous. Go ahead.
That's how we got here. That's how the show happened.
The next one is most likely to have the perfect family.
Perfect family.
We know who's not.
Nobody.
Who wants the perfect love story anyway? Perfect family. I don't even.
Girl, ain't nobody perfect. perfect.
Most likely. You know what? I'm ready.
I can't even try to think.
I'm ready.
Everybody's kids end up messing up the game. Like,
you
have a good parent and the kids is jacked up.
You know what?
The parents are jacked up and the kids turned out okay. Ain't no perfect.
It's like one comes through and it's
oh, wait. Okay. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Simone, who do you have?
I said Joseph and Mary and them. First of all, they were very cute. All the babies had J names. I think that's very adorable. Because, I mean, listen, my guy has a family of J names, and I was inspired.
Okay.
And plus, first of all, like, he wifed that girl, guys. They had a blended family. They were like,
he
really.
Was Jesus that daddy.
Yeah. You ain't my real daddy.
Oh, my I'm gosh. Sorry. Okay, Mom. Sarita, who you got?
I picked Priscilla and Aquila. Because, one, I found out about them on this show. And yes. Ever since, I've been hearing them all, like, in people's sermons. And I'm like, yes, Priscilla and Aquila.
But they are never apart.
They're never apart. They go hard for Jesus and each other. I think their child would be blessed. They got that 30, 60, and 100-fold blessing.
And with them rhyming names, it's like that couple that's both light skinned and both they're like Steph and Aisha Curry.
They don't put the baby thing together, it's gonna be Priquilla or something.
Yes.
I don't know who gets that Priquilla one. Priquilla get good.
But you know, I think Priquilla because they got that couple name.
They
too.
Got a couple name.
That's a hashtag Priquilla. Oh
hashtag Priquilla.
I'm with it. I will give that boy. I don't want it.
We are updating in the Bible.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I cannot with y'all. Okay.
It's a new message translation.
This is the last one. This is the last one.
Uh-huh.
Most likely to succeed.
Girl, Simone A. Brown.
The Bible, just feel like a cheat, but I gotta do it.
Don't do it. I feel like I know. I know too much about you. Let me
do
think.
For the game, I ain't.
Let me think.
You probably know I'm picked.
I don't know. Let me think about this. Because most likely to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, he was wilding. I started and I was like, not you. No! Don't change it.
I feel like changing it.
I feel like we like low-key have the same person, but let's do this.
Okay. I have a backup just in case my first one.
I want to hear
my first one, you'd be like, nah, that's cheating.
See, that's what happens when you play a new game and these rules are unestablished. What is this?
I want to hear it, though. Okay.
All right.
So, Ethan, you go.
First one was Jesus.
I knew it.
You knew I'm going to do it, but all he do is win. He's coming back on a white horse. He have a tattoo on his thigh. A sword come out his mouth. Oh, come on.
But you know what?
He tight.
For real, though. Who's your real answer?
Okay, my backup was Elisha. But that's because he had the one portion when all these people came for him and he was like, but y'all don't even know what's happening. Reveal their eyes, Lord. And it was revealed, and he was surrounded by all the angels and they had their arrows pointed at them. And they was like, oh, they were shook. I think it was like, he won.
What's so funny is I put Elijah and I literally grappled with whether or not I was going to put Elijah or Elisha. He didn't die. He was like, it's my time. I'm out. He was just like, no, was he hit y'all with that. But you know, it's like Jesus did it.
How you do it? No, there's two people who are up there who didn't have to die.
For real.
Even Adam died.
I know, but this. No, hold on. Well, I mean, Stephen, he pre-died. I mean,
No, I'm talking about
Stephen slid up out of there too.
No, Stephen died. I'm talking about Elijah didn't die, and Enoch, was it Enoch?
Ooh, girl, I'm not saving enough for that.
Die. He just got laid up. He just got to go up.
Well,
see y'all later.
I don't. Oh, so who won that? Because I need to read that section of the word.
Except in the
beginning. Yeah. Hold on. So Courtney did not keep score.
I did.
She was
good.
Who won, Sarita?
Sarita had two.
Because we both have Solomon.
Yeah. You had one, and there was a tie in the middle.
Oh my gosh. This is so
And
special.
Then I didn't count the last one with Elijah and Elisha.
Friends.
Well, either way, we'll be tied then. Because if you get this one, then we have two and a Solomon.
Well, guys, after suffering a loss in my just life, not like a personal loss with a person, but just like I was losing at life. I'm going to go ahead and claim this win. But I also feel like because Saritha is sick, then we're also going to allow Saritha to claim this win.
Yay.
And you know what? We're not losing today.
No losing.
And when you have your own show, then you can do things like that. Everybody gets a trophy for showing up today.
Yeah,
we're just having fun.
Yes.
But y'all know what it is, though. I'm just playing.
I'm just playing. I ain't even fighting about it.
No, I'm sorry. My family came out right there. Sorry.
Oh, snap. We done did it. We showed the body wraps. Eating dope beats like roast beef. That's a body bag with Davis Absolute. Bringing truth. That's absolute. Don't believe in truth. That's absolute. Is that statement absolute? No. If they don't know, now they know. Some pastors claim if you saw, then you'll be reached with a door. The church is more like a show. Their attendance will grow. I think it's the body's raw to call out these false prophets like Jacob. It's either edify or it's ready by. I won't let it slide if you let me die. Cause we the bride. Yep, he's a lion, we the pride. Don't kill my vibe. Boom, bada, boom, bow. You can risk with the blood in the church clap.
Guys. Guys. Now it is time for our favorite part of the show, What's in Your Headphones, where we tell you what we are listening to and loving and why. And I am going to go first. What is in my headphones is Good Riddance by Drew Bex.
But if you let me, I can show you how I change. Nothing, good riddance. Good riddance of the old me. Good riddance of the old me. Saying good riddance. Cause mine I knew, mine know. And you should really get to know me. Saying good riddance. Good riddance, good riddance. Good riddance, good riddance. Nothing, good riddance. Good riddance, good riddance. Good riddance, good riddance. Nothing, good riddance. And I said it before I know. Broken promises, oh, I messed up.
I know that y'all can already tell why I liked it. But I love, of course, just the whole reggae vibe and things. I was definitely probably not doing the right dances, but they felt right. I did a little top half, you know, a little small body roll to it. But I like it because he's just saying like good riddance to the old me. Like I'm out here, I'm better. You know, he's the concept of the song is talking about a relationship, and he's like, hey man, hey girl. Remember you were about to leave me, but you know what? We were praying. We worked it out. Done with all the shenanigans, words we all love to hear. And good riddance to the old me. I'm out here about to be killing stuff for the rest of my life. So, yeah, I really like that song. Drew Bex, my new cousin, good riddance.
Yes.
Saritha.
Yes.
What beest in your headphones?
From my sick bed. So, in my headphones has been, of course, Molly Music. Gonna be all right.
Where we going now? Why did I get to place my feet here? That kingdom come, that kingdom come. Oh, I got a song to sing. And it's a song about hope for you. It's a song about faith. I see all that you are going through. And it's gonna be all right.
Yes, we did talk about this at the beginning of the show, that he has a new single out. And guys, when I tell you that I was more than ready for this to happen, because new singles mean that new music is coming, and this man is ultimate vibes. I love Molly Music. He always has the greatest way of melding melody and message together to something that just can go across all genres, goes to all audiences. And I really, really have been enjoying this, especially as we go from winter to spring when the top can go down on my car. You can just vibe right out to it. It is a great song. You guys definitely want to make sure to check it out and get ready for that new album whenever it comes out. Knowing him, they'll be like December 31st, the 12th, the 9th, the 9th.
Girl.
Molly, come on, huh?
Facts, though.
I can't believe it, but it's that time.
Oh my gosh.
You somehow made it through.
Somehow's right.
But we have some thank yous that we want to say.
Yes.
As we are on our way.
Mm-hmm.
First thing first, CP.
Yes.
We love you, girl.
Coming through with the new game. That was actually fun.
Really
and it was challenging because I had to dig deep.
Right.
Deep. both testaments.
Mm-hmm. Give them all that good work.
Yes. And I would actually also like to thank my wonderful curly haired chocolatey co-host, Saritha, aww, for just sticking it out and making it. Okay. Because listen, life is hard. She's sick. And she, you know, her allergies are already just like worse than most. From what I see. Yes. And then on top of that, it just segued, you know, as some sort of awful trailer into possibly something else. And yes. So
and so has been extra.
Yeah, so we have a lot of, you know, a lot of fanning, blankets going, beverages being sipped and such. But she's being a trooper, guys, because we really and truly do love what we do. So thank you, Saritha, for just making it.
Power to us all. I want to give a huge thank you to our friend.
Yes.
Our editor-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
Our dad.
Daddy.
Abiding.
Daddy.
Oh, he has been holding it down for the collective. Guys, this is amazing work coming out of that. You definitely want to continue to keep your eye on the collective. And if you love what's going on there and you also love to write, we'd love to have you.
Yes.
Featured on our blog. So go ahead and submit something to our email, wiyh@cleanairshow.com.
I don't know. Hit us off with a haiku or something. For Jesus.
Haiku for Jesus.
Yes. Hit us with a little 575.
Yes. But new blog pieces by Abiding and more coming. Definitely, like I said, keep your eye on the collective.
Yes, definitely. And another thing you're going to want to do is check out our YouTube page. We are Clean Ears Podcast on YouTube. If you have not yet, check it out. Like, subscribe, share, and all the other verbs associated with that platform. And just show some love to that page. It's still pretty new. We're just building it out. So we'd really appreciate the love there and also the feedback. Let us know how it's going and how we're doing and such.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. We are so new.
Mm-hmm. And then also check out our website, www.cleanearshow.com. We have got podcasts, our playlists, our prayer corner, still also the collective, and possibly some other things.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes on the website.
Yes, especially as new listeners start to come on board. We absolutely are thankful that you're listening, and we want you to just, you know, see why we're doing what we're doing, why this is so important to us, and just get a feel for who we are and why we're doing what we're doing. So check out the site and bless your whole existence. So until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.